Protesters here in Milwaukee, upset about the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, in Minneapolis, have taken their demonstrations outside of Milwaukee in recent days. In Racine, a community policing building was burned. However, yesterday in Waukesha, protesters and police there seem to be getting along, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
To be clear, there was frustration in the voices of 200 protesters who marched to the front of the Waukesha County Courthouse. They chanted what apparently were George Floyd's last words when a Minneapolis policeman had his knee on Floyd's neck.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
But from early on, there seemed to be a commitment that the Waukesha march would not turn violent. As the marchers got underway at Frame Park, a Latino man who gave his name as Antonio said he believes the demonstrations help as long as they remain peaceful.
I don't believe violence solves anything. Violence has been erupting everywhere. They're saying it's Antifa and other times of radical left groups, but I don't believe we can label them until we can truly figure out the source of the problem.
Marcher Rhiannon Smith, a Caucasian, emphasized unity.
I'm actually a college professor and I teach classes in diversity, and if we want to change America, we all need to be allies of the black community right now.
As the marchers wound through downtown Waukesha, an African-American woman who gave her name as Cheryl rushed out of a house and embraced one of the protesters.
Support what they're protesting, and I like the way they're doing it. No rioting. No rioting, peaceful demonstration.
The marchers went a long way, all the way to the southwest edge of Waukesha, saying they wanted people in the neighborhoods to hear them. The last stop was at the Waukesha Police Headquarters. WUWM spotted that some officers had put on riot gear before going inside. But those who remained outside were without the gear. There was even dialogue between the protesters and two school resource officers some of the demonstrators knew. Officer Joe Strandley, who was stationed at Waukesha South High School, said afterwards that he heard the protesters' message.
They're saying is that there's too many mistakes, and you know they might be right. You know, so it's all we have to all kind of check ourselves, check our partners. You know, but people need to do that too in their own community.
Some of the marchers even applauded the officers at the end of the discussion outside the police station. A sound not often heard since George Floyd died 8 days ago. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.